From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiators for the contentious trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership say they have made significant progress and will continue to work on the remaining outstanding issues. The TPP supporters say that the proposed pact would harmonize rules with laws between trading partners to make it easier to sell goods and services around the world. The TPP, which could cover 40% of the global economy, has sparked demonstrations in some TPP nations. World Health Organization reports the world is on the verge of a highly effective vaccine against the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein has details.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, says the initial results of the clinical trial of the vaccine in Guinea are exciting and promising.
If proven effective, this is going to be a game changer. It will change the management of the current Ebola outbreak and future outbreaks.
WHO-sponsored clinical trials of a Canadian vaccine called VSV-EBOV, developed by Merck Pharmaceutical Company, began in Guinea on March 23rd. The test proved so effective, the trial was stopped on July 26th to allow all people at risk to receive the vaccine immediately. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Security issues will be the focal point for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials over the weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry will travel to Qatar, where he will meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal. Then he'll travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam to mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam diplomatic ties. This is VOA News. Afghan Taliban announced Friday the Supreme Council chose Mullah Akhtar Mansour as its new chief after confirming the reported death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Taliban sources say his leadership is highly contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. On Thursday, the Pakistani government announced the group's ongoing peace talks with the Afghan government have been postponed following the news of Omar's death. Tensions running high in the West Bank after a deadly hate crime targeting Palestinians. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli authorities are blaming Jewish militants for an arson attack on a West Bank home that killed a Palestinian toddler. Hebrew graffiti was found on the walls. Police say the assailants threw firebombs into the house, setting off a blaze during the night. The toddler's 4-year-old brother and parents were critically wounded. Israeli officials expressed shock and outrage over the attack. The Prime Minister's spokesman, Mark Regev.
The government of Israel unequivocally condemns this heinous crime, this act of terrorism.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who controls parts of the West Bank, called it a war crime. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Mr. Abbas to say the attack was, in his words, reprehensible and horrific. Piece of plane debris that investigators believe might be part of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight that disappeared last year is being flown to France, there to be analyzed by a technical team. Found earlier in the week on Reunion Island in the western Indian Ocean. Flight 370 was operating as a Boeing 777 on the flight that disappeared on March the 8th of 2014. 239 people were on board the flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan, the only other contender in the bid for an increasingly expensive event, IOC President Thomas Bach.
Now I would like to thank the two candidate cities of Almaty and Beijing for their truly excellent bids and the great spirit of fair play in which they have competed.
Beijing hosted the Summer Olympics back in 2008 and says that it will be reusing many of the venues for the Winter Games. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.